From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The U.S. president weighs in on the Russia investigation. United States President Donald Trump said in his first televised interview in weeks that he has concerns over the special counsel to the Justice Department.
He's very, very good friends with Comey, which is very bothersome.
The president was speaking about Robert Mueller, who is leading the probe into possible ties between Mr. Trump's campaign and Russia. The president also suggested Mueller may have to step down at some point when asked if the investigator should recuse himself from the probe. A White House spokesman told reporters later Friday, while the president retains the authority to fire Mueller, he has no intention of doing that. Mueller was appointed special counsel by the Justice Department to lead the investigation after Trump fired FBI Director James Comey. Comey was leading the Russia investigation at the time he was ousted. Mueller and several congressional committees are investigating Russian meddling in last year's election. At least 40 people were killed and 100 wounded Friday in attacks in three major Pakistani cities. According to officials, a car bombing in Quetta killed 12. Hours later, there were back-to-back bombings in a crowded market in Parachinar. It's a city populated by mostly Shiite Muslims. At least 24 people died. However, a lawmaker told the media the number was expected to rise. Then Friday evening, gunmen in the port city of Karachi attacked police officers at a restaurant, killing four of them. The bomb and gun attacks come a few days before the Muslim holiday, which ends the holy month of Ramadan. This is VOA News. As of Friday evening in London, hundreds of apartment households in the borough of Camden are being evacuated for fire safety concerns. This comes after a deadly blaze at a public housing building last week killed 79 people. Borough officials say the evacuations are happening because combustible exterior insulation was discovered on the apartment buildings, just like Grenfell Tower, which was destroyed last week. Currently, 800 households are being evacuated. Renovations to the five Camden apartment buildings are expected to last 2 to 3 weeks. London police say manslaughter charges could be filed over the fire at Grenfell Tower. A news network manager out of the Middle East says attempts to shut down Al Jazeera would suppress free expression. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain gave Qatar a list of demands to end an embargo on Thursday. One of the demands, for Al Jazeera and affiliates to be shut down. The countries broke ties with Qatar over allegations it funds terrorism, though capital city of Doha rejects that. Al Jazeera is based in Doha and was launched in 1996, with support from Qatar's rulers. Giles Trendle, acting director of Al Jazeera English, denounced the demands.
We're going to continue our jobs as journalists in covering the world. We cover it in a fair and balanced way, all parts of the world, and we're going to carry on doing that. And we call on governments, all governments, to respect media freedom.
Trendle reiterated what government officials have said, saying shutting it down is not up for negotiation. A Kenyan court has ruled that presidential election results announced at the polling station level are final. As Mohamed Yusuf reports, some analysts say the ruling will reduce the electoral regularities that have plagued past Kenyan elections.
After reading its judgment for more than 3 hours, the five-judge appellate court ruled that the election results announced at the constituency level were final, dismissing a complaint by the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission. William Ouko is one of the judges at the Court of Appeal.
The lowest voting unit and the first level of declaration of presidential election results is the polling station. The declaration form containing those results is a primary document.
Kenya is scheduled to hold a general election on August 8th. President Uhuru Kenyatta is running for a second term against his challengers, who include former Prime Minister Raila Odinga. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Look for this story on voanews.com. I'm Liz Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.